This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday,
when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
You're on Victoria Police Community Hour. My name's Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project. With me in the studio is Electra Wellens from Victoria Police. Good morning, Electra.
Hi, Greg. How are you? It's been a little while. I missed last week and missed a couple of weeks, I think.
Oh, it looks fantastic. We have to apologise for last week too. It was a great show and we thank all the people participating in the show. However, our podcast is unable to be had for last week's show. We've had a number of people email saying, how can we listen to last week's show? Unfortunately, the audio logger that captures that audio failed before the show, so we don't have a copy of last week's show. But look, the issues we raised, we'll raise them again. We had some hard conversations last week about racism in gay community, about ageism, about experiences people have, and it was really good to have the interaction with you, so thank you for that. But today we've got a whole range of different things happening in the Victoria Police Community Hour.
We do. We've got a whole pile of things. We've actually got a guest speaker coming on, Acting Inspector Matt McCauley from down at Mornington Peninsula Way, and he'll be talking about the first ever police blog page and how police are connecting with communities in social media.
Oh, wonderful. That should be great. And also we're having, of course, Crime Stoppers, and we'll do the target crime of the week. And we'll also have more news from Victoria or VicPoliceNews.com.au, which is a really interesting website to go to. That I reckon the key websites to start to remember in the front of the back of your mind are VicPoliceNews.com.au. You can navigate, put GLLO in there, and you can find out all about the GLOWS. And the other one is antiviolence.info. You can find out all about Anti-Violence Project and how to report. If you don't want to report to police, we always say, though, report to police on 000, and when safe, contact the Anti-Violence Project.
That's it, and not forgetting Crime Stoppers, of course. They have an online reporting as well now, so that whole anonymity you can actually use not just by phoning up, because that's all anonymous as well, but actually hop on and do it electronically, which is fantastic.
Good. What was that first word? Anonymity?
Okay. Did I say it right or you were
saying? Now, Paul Anthony, I know you're listening out there, so that's a word I can't say, anonymity. Now, I've got it. Fantastic.
Let's celebrate and have a song.
Now, we are going to stay tuned, because a bit later in the show, we are going to talk about a prisoner who escaped from Beechworth Prison on Tuesday. That's a bit of a hot flash here happening on the Vic Police Glow Show, which is the community hour. A very important bit of information, so stay tuned for that. And also, coming up soon in our community, we might even mention it a bit later on, give a heads up, there'll be a launch of some television ads, a launch of a project that's been done by the Orso Foundation in its winding down days. A number of people such as the Anti-Violence Project and the Rights Lobby and Victoria Police is in the mix as well, and that's coming up very soon. We can't tell you about it, we can just point towards it, and we can ask people to get involved with this campaign still by providing their stories, but we'll tell you more about that a bit later. You are on the Vic Police Community Hour with Electra Wellens and Greg Atkins. We mentioned before, if you want to be part of sharing your story with this new campaign coming out of a range of community groups soon, you can email stories at vglrl.org.au. That's stories at vglrl.org.au. And VGLRL stands for Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, which is convened by the fantastic and wonderful Anna Brown, who is somewhere overseas. So we wish her well and safe return to Australia. But coming up now, right now, we have this week's target crime. Can you help us solve this week's target crime? It's an armed robbery in Preston on the 13th of March. And police are looking for a man who used a syringe to hold up a fast food restaurant in Preston on 13th of March, only a few months ago. The man entered Bell Street, the business in Bell Street, just before 1:30 a.m. and approached the front counter where he allegedly produced a blood-filled syringe, threatened staff and made demands for cash. He then walked behind the counter and forced a staff member to remove cash from several other cash registers before fleeing along Bell Street. This man is described as Caucasian, aged in his 20s, about 180 centimetres tall, with a medium build and a tattoo on the back of his right arm. If you have information, please call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or report a crime online through crimestoppers.com. Help solve crime, report crime, and that's an important part. The reference number is CA6238. And people can find that, can't they, Electra, just by going to the website for Crime Stoppers?
Yeah, you can go into Crime Stoppers and have a look at that one. You can also access it via Vic Police News as well. We always, right down the bottom on the first page, we always highlight the target crime of the week as well. So there's a couple of ways you can access that. There's no photo attached to this one. But again, if you're in that area around that time on the 13th of March in Preston, please have a think about where you were and around, and if you live or work around there, about what you might be doing, and you might actually know that business as well.
Now tell me, when you see a crime like this, what's the first thing as a member of the police force that comes to mind when you see a crime like this?
Well, that's now you're asking as I'm the police officer responding, or advice to people if they see it?
No, I think just as a member of the police force that sees a crime where someone, it's either opportunistic or it's been planned, we're not sure which, where they've taken a syringe, they've allegedly, well, removed from this case, someone else that does a similar crime, they fill it with blood or have a contaminated syringe and they use it to threaten people. Yep. What's the first thing that comes to your mind if you're a police member?
Safety first. That's our principle on anything, is safety first. You know, and that's for ourselves, first of all, because if we rush into an incident and something happens to us, it's just escalated, hasn't it? We've not been able to contain the situation. So straight away, we have a principle where we just really need to assess something very quickly. And we do that in a range of ways through our training of how we assess that. Would be to, you know, straight away communicate what we're seeing. So to our D24, what's going on, the description of the person, because if something happens to us, what have we got? So it's to be definitely communication. If we're seeing something, and that informs other backup units to assist us and how we're planning to actually respond to that. So straight away, we need to do that very, very quickly and then respond to the incident in the best way we can do. And that's usually by containment straight away of the risk, and do a quick risk assessment, and part of our training, other training kicks in around that.
So say if questioning an 80-year-old grandmother for shoplifting out in Ringwood, you're not going to do the full blue gloves. Is there anything sharp in your pocket, or are you going to do that as well?
I think that's a really personal thing. I think it's a really great thing to do, to have that, to put gloves on every occasion. If you're just putting on now and then, who's to say if you're picking the right person? You know, so I think it's down to a personal preference from police of how they respond each time, whether they're going to glove for every incident. You know, it's not just bloodborne diseases that we're worried about. There's a whole pile of other things, and it just even comes down to dirt and grime, etc., about how we handle something. And not to forget the evidence side of things, of why we would wear gloves as well, so we're not to contaminate an evidence as well.
Now, wearing your other hat, if you talk about safety, community safety, if you're going into a shop and they have a free rein where the public can roam directly to where the staff are behind a counter, that brings someone that might have a blood fill syringe or some object up close to staff. Mm. What would you advise them around?
There's a whole pile of, and I guess this is where I can put on my other job that I do, which is crime prevention, and about doing those, again, a risk assessment of your own business and how you can look. And placement of registers is a really important factor of where to do that. And you'll notice stores. You'll notice when you shop, some registers are right at the front of a store, some are right at the rear. So you've got to walk past all the merchandise right to the rear to be able to pay for it. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into a business about where to place things and different safety risks. So, you know, some counters, especially clothing type counters, there's normally no back to them, so anyone can access around the back of those. Excuse me. Sorry about that. I didn't press the cough button either. So there's a whole pile of risk assessments associated with that, and that's why businesses, and Victoria Police produces a business kit that actually details a whole range of information for businesses of how to reduce crimes from happening and put a crime prevention cap on things. So we really advise them to go along on the webpage, and you can download that from any business, and it goes through a whole pile of things, including loss prevention, safety, armed robbery, safety from your personnel, even loss prevention from your own staff. So it details so many different aspects as well, which is really great advice.
Now, this all stems from that armed robbery in Preston on the 13th of March. So if you're living in the Preston area, or you, you know, gay and lesbian community, and you're out there around Preston Station in that Preston Market area, and you see people carrying syringes, or, you know, in a way where they might be hanging around a shop and doing something, be aware. And maybe you were there on the 13th of March and actually saw this person in his 20s, about 180 centimetres tall.
The other thing is to listen. You're on trains, you're out in the public, you listen to conversations that you can overhear. Someone could be bragging. So, and that could be that small snippet of information that Crime Stoppers and the police really need. So don't forget that aspect as well.
Now remember, of course, if you see something,
say something.
You're on Victoria Police Community Hour with Electra Wellens from Victoria Police Glows. That's the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers. And I'm Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project of Victoria. And it's a partnership between us, Joy 94.9 and Crime Stoppers. But there's an extra dimension to this, and that's you. You're the most important part of this partnership. We had a message in from Gabby Tyack, the Northwest Region Glow. She's listening to the show right now. Thank you, Gabby. And we're sorry you're unwell and can't be with us today, but get well soon. Electra, I think we should do some more Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, we've got this one, which is actually off the Vic Police News website. And this one involves police are investigating a number of attacks on elderly women after returning home from shopping in the Bayside area. You may have heard this on the news. There's actually quite a significant amount of incidents that have occurred. In fact, there's five robberies that have taken place between the 12th of May and the 19th of July in the suburbs of Brighton, Caulfield, St Kilda East and Alstonwick. So we believe the man that we're looking for is selecting victims while they're out shopping and then following them home before robbing them. The latest incident occurred just 5 p.m. on Monday in Alstonwick, where an 84-year-old woman was attacked after returning home from shopping. As the woman approached the front door of her Glen Huntley home, the offender has grabbed her from behind, grabbed her handbag and fled on foot, causing the woman to fall onto the concrete path. The woman suffered minor injuries as a result. Other incidences have been a 78-year-old woman in St Kilda on the 23rd of June who was similarly demanded cash and grabbed her handbag as well. 16th of May in Brighton, 85-year-old woman at her Cole Street home was also attacked. And on the 12th of May, a 78-year-old woman from Caulfield was also attacked returning home from shopping. So there's quite a few incidents that are happening around in the areas again of Brighton, Caulfield, St Kilda East and Alstonwick. And what we're looking for is we're investigating at the moment whether or not the incidents are linked, and the offender is described as a Caucasian, 168 centimetres tall, unshaven, with straight brown hair and thin build. He also has a tattoo on his calf, and in June he had a cut that actually ran between his eyes and down his nose. So very distinctive feature there. So we're looking for anyone that might have information about these incidents to contact us. Contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
And the women he's attacking are really vulnerable women. People of that age, you know, if you fracture a hip and end up in hospital, as we've all experienced with, you know, with family.
And it's one of those things, it's such a hard thing to respond to, because when you own something, it's very hard to let it go. And especially a handbag, because you think about, you know, people carry an elderly person of what they might carry in there. But yeah, look, if it does happen, just you need to let go, because there's so much more that can actually happen. Like you said, a fracturing a hip or something like that.
Well, loss of a life. I mean, the person could lose their life.
That's exactly right. So again, I'd just like to recap that we're looking in the Brighton, Alstonwick, East St Kilda area and Caulfield, and the male is a Caucasian, 168 centimetres tall, unshaven, straight brown hair, thin build, also has a tattoo on his calf, and in June had a cut that run from between his eyes and down his nose.
Now, one part was two of these took place at the Coles supermarket in Glen Huntley Road, Alstonwick. There's a bit of a pattern. Always look for patterns in these things. The other pattern is the southeastern suburbs. If you live in the southeastern suburbs, if you're a gay or a lesbian man or a trans person that lives around those areas, or you happen to be someone that works in a service industry around Alstonwick Coles, keep your eyes open. This man's quite distinctive. It's got a cut that runs from his eyes and down his nose, between his eyes and down his nose, and he has a tattoo on his calf. With warmer weather coming up, he might even start wearing shorts and you'll see his
calf again.
Well,
clearly he's already doing that, because we've been able to see the tattoo. So, exactly, keep a lookout in these areas. That's what we're really asking the public to do. Again, the slightest, smallest bit of information. And if someone's taking money, they're spending money. So this is where you need to keep a lookout everywhere.
You're on the Vic Police Community Hour with Electra Williams and Greg Atkinson. Remember, if you see something,
please say something.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
On the Victoria Police Community Hour with Electra Wellens from Victoria Police, Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project, and you, you're a very important part of this show.
We're halfway in our show. Time goes fast. Now, we've got a guest coming up. We've got Acting Inspector Matthew Mulcahy from Frankston down at the Mornington Peninsula, and he's going to come online. We're going to get him on phone, and he's going to be speaking about the Mornington Peninsula and Frankston Partnership, which is a blog site. It's the first blog site that Victoria Police have, and we're going to talk to about the proactive opportunities, about how they engage police people in a different format in social media and help increase reporting. So he's coming up very soon.
Now, coming up right now, tell us a little bit about Mr. Mulcahy, and we'll just check that he's in the studio on the line.
We will. And he's actually grown up around that area down in Mornington Peninsula. He's grown up locally in Seaford, and he's been a member of Victoria Police for 24 years. He's worked mostly in operational uniform member at suburban stations from South Melbourne to Springvale and a few in between, of course. And he's actually been out to Warrnambool of all places as well. He's returned back to Melbourne in 2003 and was promoted to sergeant at Force Response Unit and took a primary role as a CERT team leader. And you might be asking, what's CERT? And it's a critical incident team. So that's where we were talking before about with Greg about how to respond to something. This is part of where Victoria Police use their training with experts to respond to incidences. So in 2006, he's transferred from Frankston uniform as a sergeant. And then 2011, he was promoted to a senior sergeant as a divisional relieving officer. And he's doing operation support role at present. He's now actually upgraded as an acting inspector down at Frankston. So we have him on the line now.
How are you, Matt?
Yes, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. How are you?
This is Greg Atkins from the Anti-Violence Project and Electra Wellens from the Victoria Police Close here in the studio, and you're out there in beautiful sunny Frankston.
Yes, out here today, doing our bit to keep the community safe and well.
Ah, doing our bit to... They're very good. I'm impressed. Now, you were part of CERT as well.
Yes, a couple of years ago I worked with the Force Response Unit and worked on the CERT project and was a part of that for a few years before transferring back to Frankston and continuing my role as an operational general duty sergeant.
Now, when you say transferring back to Frankston, you must have a love for the peninsula that goes for quite a time.
Yeah, I grew up at Seaford, so spent all my years growing up down there and living around here, still involved in the community here, live locally and actively involved with sports and my kids' sports as well. So, yes, it's a good community, a community I'm proud to be a part of and I'm proud to be working for.
Yeah, I think, Electra, that's an important part. We think that people in blue uniform are working in the job, they're members of the police force, but they're human beings. You are human beings. You actually have communities in which you live and work. And when things happen in your communities, it's not just doing it because you have to do the job. It's because you're part of the community that you're serving to protect.
Exactly. We pride ourselves on working closely with our community to get the job done that they want done, and that's what we're trying to do at the moment.
Exactly, and I think it really homes in on the fact of the investment. If you're putting something in, of actually how it works, and you know, police, we go to work, we also live in the community, and that's a big part. We have a big investment to play, just as everyone else does, as an interest of how to improve safety around us.
That's right. We always need to hear what the community thinks are the issues, and that's how we respond to them. I mean, we pick up that sort of stuff through statistics and through the crimes that are reported to us as well. But it's the conversations we have outside those more formal engagements that will drive what we do and how we make the community safer and better for everyone.
Exactly. Now, social media is not new to Victoria Police. We're actually already engaged in Facebook and Twitter. That's something. But what are you doing down there at the moment?
We've started up a blog, Policing on the Mornington Peninsula, and it's an extension of the social media sphere. It probably sits alongside Facebook and Twitter. It allows us to put up longer posts and explore issues in more detail. That gives us the opportunity to engage in conversations that are perhaps a bit more informed and hopefully get some comments back that will help us make the decisions that we need to.
Fantastic. And because currently half of Australia's population actually uses Facebook, so it's essential that we proactively engaged in this new way for police to really get on. We've got iWatch program that's being trialled at the moment in a lot of different areas, but yours is the first blog, and that's where it makes a difference of that long-term engagement and long-term conversations.
Yeah, that's right. It's, and as I said, it sits alongside the Facebook, so you know, access to it is posted on the Victoria Police Facebook page. But it gives us the opportunity to post videos, post photos, and start conversations and continue those conversations through the comments that we receive back. It gives us the opportunity to engage in meaningful conversations, I suppose, and communicate with people we normally wouldn't consider contacting us. I mean, my mother has never been into a police station. She's the sort of person that would have an issue but wouldn't think it's worth bothering the police about. They wouldn't be prepared to pick up the phone and ring us or come down to the police station and speak to us. But it is an issue that may affect them, and you know, hopefully this will provide us another opportunity for people to tell us the things that are affecting them in their community.
So that's creativity, isn't it? You're taking innovation, you're being using technology, using the way people are talking to each other these days to try and engender new conversations.
That's right. Policing's always been about responding to what the community wants. If people are having conversations in this new realm, the social media realm, we need to be in there and being involved with those conversations where appropriate.
Now, when people converse on a blog, I'm assuming that, do you moderate the conversations or do they all go online?
No, they do. We're being assisted by the digital media unit so they post everything up for me and then I respond to the comments as appropriate. Some are just comments of people's views and some raise questions that we need to address. So they put them up that way. Every post is also posted on the Facebook page, and so all the people can comment on those as well. So we're getting a lot of comments both on Facebook and on the blog itself.
Now, you don't have the hassle of having to have your smartphone at your hip, checking it all the time or logging on and posting stuff. You've got a team behind you. But do you have a smartphone yourself, Matt?
I don't. No, most of my family has. I'm the last one holding on to my old phone. My kids have. My wife has. I'm battling on with my old phone at the moment, but that's sure something I'm going to have to deal with in the future.
Well, you know, when you make the transition, you'll be able to get your smartphone, and we have an app for both the major platforms, and you'll be able to listen to The Glow Show every Wednesday at noon here on Joy 94.9.
I'll have to put it in my calendar to make sure it pops up every week.
Exactly. Now, how long has it actually been going on for now? How long have you been operating the blog?
The first post was put up at the end of April, so we've been going since then, trying to get up 2 to 3 posts a week. And a lot of we want to address issues that are current within the area or report on stuff that is being done in the area by our people. So to keep it fresh and appealing, we putting up a lot of photos with it, so 2 or 3 times a week I can get the time set aside from other duties to put something together, coordinate some photos and get it up there.
Fantastic. And you've involved in some other proactive activities down in the Mornington Peninsula. Could you tell me about what the STOP team is?
Yeah, the STOP team is a part of our CREST strategy. I suppose the social media, this aspect of the blog is all a part of our CREST strategy, which is a strategy we've developed to address the local proactive policing in a sustained and coordinated manner. The STOP team is one of the parts of it. That's two units in cars that we put out dedicated to targeting validated community concerns, social tasking, operations and patrols. The cars were provided in a joint funding process with the local councils and some local social, local service groups, the Lions and Rotary, and they're out pretty much every day trying to deal with the issues that we know impact on the local community, the things that get under people's skins.
Well done. Yeah, it sounds like through having these meaningful conversations is the first part to partnership and having that investment in community. And that really highlights exactly what's going on down at Frankston and all the good work that's happening.
And we sometimes forget in our gay and lesbian community, Matt, that we are people that live in the suburbs and we're part of the broader community. So the issues that impact and resonate with broader community also impact with us.
Exactly. We need to hear from every part of the community. And, you know, there are certainly, as I said, we're driven by a lot of things, a lot of information that provides us, you know, some broad pictures of what are the issues in our area. But, we also need to know what the little issues are and the issues that you know, people may not think need our attention. Do. If we don't know, we can't deal with them. And we want to do that. We want to keep those conversations going and we want to respond to the community's needs.
Now, Acting Inspector Matt Mulcahy, Electra wants to say one last thing before we go.
It just really goes back to this whole theme of our show and our partnership with Crime Stoppers as well, as about if you see something, say something, of course, that's where it needs to start, and how we can have a really active, if we don't know about it, as we said, what can we do about it? So this is a great way for us to engage in community.
Yep.
And we'd love to touch back with you to see what's actually come out of the blog page. So we'd love to have you back at another time down the track to see how it's tracking and what's come out of it.
Sounds like a plan. Hopefully I'll have a smartphone then and I'll have it booked in.
Well, for you, Matt, Acting Inspector Matt Mulcahy, for you, the other aspect of a smartphone is you can actually use them to have your headphones in. You look like you're doing your work, but they can also be a bit of music. So we're playing a bit of music from Sneaky Sound System, which you'll have on your smartphone when you get it. This is Joy 94.9. That was Matt Mulcahy. Thank you, Matt. All the best.
Thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
This is the Victoria Police Community Hour, and we are speaking with Matt Mulcahy, an acting inspector from Frankston, who is doing a great job down there with a new way of communicating and connecting with community with his frankstonpolice.blogspot.com.au site. Fantastic. Now, we've got another Crime Stoppers, Gabby.
Well, no, it won't be Gabby, but it'll be me, but that's okay, because you've got a flu head cold, and I forgive you. And so does Gabby, because she knows exactly what we're talking about. She's at home sick in bed and hope she gets well soon.
We are talking about the escapee from Beechworth Prison, aren't we?
We are. And this is on the Vic Police News site. And also there's a connection here for you, Greg.
Yes, we had an approach to the Anti-Violence Project by Victoria Police last night. It's good. Occasionally we get contacts with the AVP that aren't GLOWs. It's really good to see this networking that's taking place outside of the GLOW network within Victoria Police back into gay and lesbian communities. And if you could pass back our thanks, Gabby, that's great. And they are looking for a prisoner who escaped from Beechworth Prison last night. And they believe that Justin Carruth, escaped from the prison sometime between 7:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. And members believe that he managed to get a taxi to take him to Beechworth Road in Wodonga, where he was dropped off around about 10 p.m. last night. Now, that doesn't mean he's actually located there, does it?
No, exactly. He might have been going to the bakery. No, I'm only joking. famous bakery up there.
He could have returned
exactly.
to Melbourne.
Exactly. And look, this is about people. And again, our networks that we talk about, the importance of networks. Where were you? And you might have been in Beechworth visiting and you've seen something. And this is why it's so important. But really, the details here are that we're really looking in the immediate area, but yet we haven't been able to locate him. So we're sort of thinking he may have moved on, of course. He's a 24-year-old and is described as a Caucasian, 193 centimetres tall, medium build, short dark hair and weighing approximately 100 kilograms. He was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and a prison-issued green pants. And he was also imprisoned for theft and deception-related matters, and investigators have released an image of him.
Now, he's 100 kilos in mass. That's his mass, 100 kilos. He's going to be quite, he's tall. He's 193 centimetres tall. He's going to have a broad frame, be quite a little bit stocky. I don't think he's on the chubby side. I think he's on the muscular side. Mm. You'll find him quite striking. His face is one of those faces you'll turn to, you'll look at. And they came to us because we have AVP Connect now, where we are growing the network of anti-violence project people right across the rural state. And we have people now in Albury Wodonga too. So that's probably the reason why we were contacted at Anti-Violence Project.
Yeah, and part of that contact too was to reissuate that just because we post a photo, it means that, you know, that person could have died, cut, grown a beard, done anything else
to them. He could have
cropped
hair now. He could have short cropped blonde hair, dye the hair and completely completely change how you look.
Yeah.
But the facial structure is very important. So go to the crimestoppers.com.au. In fact, it's not on the Crime Stoppers site. It's on the Vic Police site.
It is on the Vic Police site, yeah.
So victoriapolice.com.au.
Yep, escape from Beechworth Prison. And so any further information, of course, if you see his whereabouts or have any information, please call 000 immediately or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Now, we've got one last song to play for you on the Vic Police Community Hour. And here on the Vic Police Community Hour, how fantastic is the music today? We thank Chris Jameson and the music team here at Joy for collecting this great sound that we play during the day here at Joy 94.9. Now, this is a partnership show between Joy 94.9, Victoria Police Close, the Anti-Violence Project, Crime Stoppers, but most importantly, you listening every week, 12 noon here on Wednesdays. And next week is the Lesbian Matters, the focus on women as part of Vic Police Community Hour.
Excellent. And what we've got coming up at the moment is for anyone that has travel or lives around in the Clayton area. This involves a fatal collision that occurred on Tuesday afternoon this week on the 10th of July. We're investigating circumstances that surrounding a fatal collision, and we believe that a white Holden Barina sedan was travelling along Bettina Street when it came off the road, hit a tree near the intersection of Blackburn Road just before 5 p.m. A male passenger, believed to be in his 60s, was travelling in the rear of the vehicle and suffered fatal injuries. The driver of the vehicle, a man who was believed to be in his 30s, and a female passenger believed to be in her 60s, both suffered minor injuries. The Major Collision Investigation Unit is investigating and is appealing for anyone who saw this incident to contact police or Crime Stoppers. So if you have any information, live around the area of Clayton, around about 5 p.m. on Blackburn Road, please contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
Now, Electra, when there's a call out for information for a major collision investigating unit investigation such as this, what are the reasons why they want to get public involved in finding out what happened around the time of the crash?
Especially around crashes is the behaviour of the driver beforehand, what's actually happened. Someone can be travelling in the opposite direction and not really stopped, but seen this car sort of veering over the road just before the accident. There's a whole pile of incidences that can go into for us to paint a better picture of what the circumstances were for this unfortunate incident to occur.
So it could be another vehicle's involved further down the road. It could be a whole range of factors.
Yeah, it could have been a dog that's run out, a child, anything like that. Everything puts in, and the driver's behaviour as well, or another driver's behaviour.
Very important. It's good to engage our community in these things, and we thank you for bringing this today. And it's been a fabulous show with a range of Crime Stoppers and speaking with Matt Mulcahy out at Frankston. It's been really good to have you back in the studio too.
Yeah, it's been great to be here, and I hope you're feeling better soon, and Gabby's back on it and feeling herself for next week as well.
I'm sure she's back feeling herself next week. She'll be here with...
Don't interpret that,
she'll
please.
Be here with, of course, Leni Fabri here at Joy 94.9 on Lesbian Matters, the focus on women as part of the GLOW show. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for being with us.
Goodbye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.